Christine, that security video coming from the popular student bar behind me here on MLK and Menlo. And while the judge declared the student innocent, he is not out of the clear just yet. He says he now has to prove himself to a USC ethics committee that will ultimately decide whether or not he can stay here for the fall semester.
Well, I was very surprised that these charges would be brought against me because I hadn't done anything wrong.
USC student Armon Premji charged with rape after a night out at an off-campus bar. But he says security video from the night of April 1st, taken from Banditos, shows he's innocent.
When I saw the videos, I was very relieved that there was proof to substantiate my side of the story.
The video shows Premji and a female student kissing in the bar's back corner, her arms around his neck. Premji said she kept pulling him closer, and after several minutes, she led him by the hand out of the bar. On the sidewalk, Premji said the girl introduced him to her roommate, where she made sexual gestures behind his back.
She made a gesture to her friend of her plans to have intercourse with me that night.
Premji says they had both been drinking. The two are seen leaving in an Uber before arriving to the girl's dorm room. Security video there shows the alleged victim stopping to sign him in.
After I had sex with her, I left, and the next day the LAPD was at my doorstep asking me about, you know, what happened.
Premji says the alleged victim never reported the incident to police, but he was charged with rape after he says her roommates gave officers his name. Premji said the girl was the aggressor, and last Saturday a judge agreed after seeing the video, cleared him of all charges.
Hearing the judge give a ruling, you know, it made us believe that there is justice, truth does come out ultimately, and we were fortunate to have the kind of evidence to support, you know, Armon's innocence.
But Premji's innocence will have to be proven once again. He says USC's Office of Equity and Diversity is conducting its own investigation.
I could get suspended or expelled from the university even though the judge has declared me innocent.
The business major who's going into his junior year says he's staying optimistic. He wants to stay in school and finish his degree.
I'm hopeful that USC will make the right decision. USC is not above the law, and so I'm hoping that USC will dismiss the case.
And Armon says that he has a hearing with the ethics committee in the next few weeks. Meantime, he says he's supposed to pay fall tuition, start classes, and then wait for their decision. We reached out to the university but didn't hear by news time tonight. We're live near USC, Victoria Spilabotti, Fox 11 News.